Is somebody here that believes that your life is in the hand of the Lord? So can you say it reassuringly to yourself, my life is in the hands of the Lord? Some of you don't believe it. My life is in the hands of the Lord. Some of you still don't believe it. My future is in the hands of the Lord. My destiny is in the hands of the Lord. My marriage is in the hands of the Lord. My CGPA is in the hands of the Lord. My finances is in the hand of the Lord. No matter what may come my way, my life is in His hands. No matter how much it may look as though things are going tough, your life is in His hands. No matter how alone you feel presently, your life is in His hands. Some of you are here, there's been threats of death over your life. Like sickness wants to take you away. Lack wants to take you away. Financial issues want to take you away. Be rest assured that your life is where? Is in His hands. You must consistently remain with this consciousness. This is the mindset, this is the knowledge that people who are victorious have, that you are not alone. Your life is where? Is in His hands. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Father, breathe upon us your word again today. Teach us from your throne of grace. Enlighten our hearts, O God. I ask that your word will come this morning with simplicity and with accuracy in the name of Jesus. Your word will come with power and will break every hardened heart in the name of Jesus. Your word will go forth and discern the thoughts of our hearts. We encounter light today. Every year, one here with a burden this morning, I declare upon you that those burdens are lifted. You return back today with joy unspeakable. I take dominion over every power of darkness here that wants to hinder the word of God. I declare you far from here. Command you far from here in the name of Jesus. Speak to me. Speak through me as your oracle. Let your word find expression in this place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Isaiah chapter 43, I read verse 18 to 19. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. By the way, happy Father's Day to every father here today. Well, I say happy Father's Day to every father, so. Some have not given birth to children with their fathers, you know that. Okay, so it's not just about being biological fathers. Amen. Isaiah chapter 43, we read from verse 18 to 19. Are we there in your Bibles? So, let's read together. I'll be reading in concert. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3, go, let's go. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in. Amen. Amen. For the sake of those who were not here last week, I wouldn't have the opportunity to do a recap. But it will do you a whole world of good. Please get it to listen to it. It's on all platforms, on Spotify, it's on Telegram, and the website. You will find it there. Please make sure you get and listen to it. If you're not in church, just get and listen to it. That's, I can only plead with you. Get and listen to it. Both the first and second service. So today we are looking at, last week we looked at goodbye yesterday. Is that right? Today we are looking at hello tomorrow. Hello tomorrow. The gift of sight. Hello tomorrow. The gift of sight. In that verse 19, the first word that came out from there, which is like a command from the Lord, is behold. The NIV says, see, I will do a new thing. Behold. Behold. See, I will do a new thing. The problem with a lot of believers is the lack of sight. They are saved. They are candidates of heaven. But their ability to see what is going on around them beyond the three-dimensional realm and their ability to see beyond the physical is a big hindrance to lots of believers. You must have the ability to see beyond now, beyond the ordinary. Like I was saying last week, some people are still stranded in yesterday. They have not been able to make remarkable progress because of a particular event in your life. And thank God for dealing with that last week. But God is saying now, behold! Now that you have looked at yesterday, you have said goodbye yesterday. Now that you have said, okay, all that has held me bound before, goodbye. That is not just the only instruction. There is an instruction after that. It says, behold! See, I will do a new thing. But before those things begin to show forth, you need to see it. Some of us live our lives in uncertainty and fear of the future. We are scared about what tomorrow holds for us. We are scared about how will your life turn out. You are scared if peradventure you will get married. You are scared if the same things that held your parents bound will not hold you bound. You are scared if you will not make the same mistake as your parents made. You are scared about a lot of things. But God is saying to you that irrespective of what you may have gone through in the past, He says, behold, I will do a new thing. Somebody say amen. Amen. That your past does not matter. What you may have gone through in the past does not matter. For somebody here, I just heard for you now, that whatever your CGPA may be, though you are in final year, does not matter. Behold, that is in the past. God can do a new thing with you. He can. But you have to behold. You have to see it. Because you see, God cannot walk beyond what you can conceive in your mind. He can. But you see, you as an individual can limit God with your mind. Bible says God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above all you can ask. God's ability is not in question, but your own ability to conceive what God has said He will do is can be in question. So your mind must work in alliance with the will of God concerning your life. Some people live their lives every day feeling as though tomorrow can never be okay. You look at where your parents came from, how they suffered to send you to school, how they kept taking loan upon loan for you to go to school. You looked at the way that you dressed all through your time in school. You looked at your siblings. You look at the ones who have gone ahead of you. And you are scared and you are saying, is it possible that out of this family, somebody who is great can come out? I tell you, it is possible. It is possible. But you must dare to believe God. You must dare to believe God. When the Pharisees were talking about Jesus Christ coming and talking about Him being the Messiah, one of them made a statement. He says, can anything good come out from Nazareth? Anything good? I mean, they didn't say can few things. Say can anything good? That means that they have thought Nazareth can never produce anything that is okay. But But Jesus came to give another narrative. Thank God for Jesus. The narrative changer. The destiny changer. Something good can come out of your life. Something good can come out. But today we will see how these things are possible for us. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 9. Isaiah 42 and verse 9. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 9. Says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Before they spring forth, I do what? And new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. See, the way God works and the way God operates is that God declares the end from the beginning. God can look at you as a boy, young, struggling in the higher institution, and he can still call you a man of wealth. He can call you who have perpetually failed your courses, failed in life, and he can look at you and say, look at this one that is going to invent things, and he's calling you an inventor. He looked at Gideon, timid, scared, hiding in the back of where they are threshing wheat, hiding there. And he sees the angels appeared to him and said, oh, thou mighty man of valor. Says, before new things spring forth, I call them forth. That means that the way God operates is that in his own realm, everything is already signed, sealed, and delivered. Your future to God is already a done deal. Your breakthrough is already a done deal. Your having children, having your own mates, having your own spouse is already a done deal. In God's mind, there is nothing called impossible. In fact, in God's mind, there is nothing called tentative. In God's mind, it is done. What does God mean when it says before they spring forth? It means that supernatural intelligence is available to every believer. As a child of God, God is saying to you that before things spring forth, he says, I will tell you of them. Meaning that as a child of God, you should never be oblivious of the things that should happen in your life. That means that God can tell you and show you things of 5-10 years to come about your life and destiny. Supernatural intelligence is available to you. You can go into the future and bring back inventions and bring it to the present. You can go into the spirit realm and get creative ideas and bring it to the physical realm. Supernatural intelligence is available for you. Say, before things spring forth, I tell you of them. A lot of churches broke through, or they broke forth after COVID. Because before COVID came, God told them, start paying attention to online church. So the moment COVID hits like this, the churches who are prepared for the online services were the churches that amassed a lot of members. Churches shut down in COVID. They couldn't pay staff. They couldn't continue. Some churches have not resurrected since COVID. Not resurrected since COVID. But in COVID, some church became more prosperous than when people were gathering physically. What happened? They relied on supernatural intelligence about the future. That there is a possibility. And if you can look into God, you will find it and you will bring it to the physical. People will think that you are special. It's just that God has given you the gift of sight before the spring forth. What does it mean when God is saying that before the spring forth, I tell them? It means that nothing shall catch you unawares. Nothing. What does it mean to spring forth? What does it mean it says before the spring forth?
It means we should never be afraid and worried like the world does. Some of us are too worried, too scared of what God or of our future. You are too scared. Will I get married like this? When I finish school, can I get a job? Something about 3, 4, 5 years to come. You are getting afraid of them in 2025. The problem is because, you see, you have not been able to enter into this statement before they spring forth. I tell you of them. When God wants to help you, He shows you things that are to come that are beyond your years. When I was just starting out in ministry, I'm not coming to full time then. One of the things that God did to begin to prep my mind was the time I will go to bed and I will see myself speaking before large people, speaking before large expanse of crowds. And I'm saying, God, is this possible? But you see, God was working upon my mind to tell me that, see, something is possible. Don't limit your mind. It is possible. Somebody place your hand upon it and say, Father, my eyes opens. Ah, look at the way they are saying it. I say, my eyes opens. My eyes opens. I refuse to be blind. Blindness can limit a man from seeing the possibility that God has made available for him. And it says, new things I declare. What does new things I declare mean? New things I declare means that every believer should always live in expectation of something new to happen. Some of us never believe we can get blessed. Some of us do not believe that somebody can just see us on the road and say, my mind is saying, my spirit is saying to bless you with something. Every believer should always live in expectation of something new to happen to them. What does this mean? This means that the best of every believer is yet to be seen. Your best is yet to be seen. Whatever you are now, as long as you are still following God, it is the least of what or who you can be. Your best is yet to be seen. What does this mean? Your life must always produce new things. Somebody here needs to get dissatisfied with the old things that have been happening in your life recurrently. The level of revelation you've always had is the level of revelation you had. The level of grace and anointing you had is the level of grace you still had. The level of favor you had before is the level of favor you had now. When will you change level? When? Something new should spring forth from your life. Somebody needs to get angry and say, God, I need to enter into something new. I have stayed on this spot for so long. It's not time for a new me to emerge. You will get angry. Why should I stay on this level for too long? Is there not a more in God? You need to get dissatisfied. Bible teacher, is that the best of revelation you can have? Man of God, is that the greatest of anointings that you can have? I speak to you, I speak to myself too. There is a more that is available in God. Businessman, is that the best you can do in your business? Is that the highest amount you can ever earn in a single day? Influencer, is that the largest amount of people you can gather in your programs? Is that the largest amount of testimonies you can have in your ministrations? Tell somebody there is a more. Say, new things I declare. You must know your results can be better. Your health can be better than it is. Your finances can be better than it is. Your grace can be much more than it is today. You must know that new things don't just happen. There's a particular role for you to play in bringing it forth. They don't just happen. One of the ways God speaks, or mostly the way God speaks, that God speaks in pictures. He speaks through pictures. That means that whenever He wants to speak to you, He paints pictures in your mind. He can show you a dream. It can show you somebody as a model of what is possible. But God speaks in pictures. In fact, the mind of human beings receives in pictures. Everybody, close your eyes. You are not praying, but close your eyes. What's the color of the cloth I'm wearing presently? Imagine it turning blue in your mind. Imagine it's blue. Imagine it being red I'm wearing. Imagine it being black. Open your eyes. Did what I wear change? But were you able to see it in your mind? Why? I used words to push imaginations into your mind. So when the devil wants to make a man not go far, he dampens his ability to imagine. So he can make sure that you never dream bigger than your current level. So far you're giving your mind to work upon it. God works in pictures. Let me show you something. Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15. Verse 5. Says, then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. So this is Abraham, who waited 99 years of his life. No child. Except the one that came by mistake, Ishmael. Then God came back to him and said, Abraham, come out and look to the stars. How many of you here have attempted counting the stars before? How many have been successful? It's an effort in futility. What did I call it? Effort in futility. You will try. You will not know where another one will just be appearing. They're like, tell us no one, okay. After a while, you get confused. You don't know the one you have counted. You don't know you the one you have not counted. So God wanted to set up Abraham. He brought Abraham out. Abraham, look now to the sky. He says, count the skies. If you can number the stars in the sky, so shall your number, your descendants be. So Abraham will make an attempt. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, 200, 300, 500, 700, 791, 792, and he will get tired and confused because the number is already beyond what his mind can compare. So God was trying to tell him that, see, look to the sky, let this picture remain in your mind. If you can count that one, you can count your own children too. But if you can count it, don't worry, you will not be successful in counting your own children likewise. Couldn't God have just told that, see, Abraham, see, don't worry, see, I will give you children. But you see, God wanted to paint a picture in his mind, so God gave him the gift of sight. Look to the skies. You must learn to make use of your imaginations when dealing with God. God does not render the mind of a man useless. He uses it to better communicate his will to man. So don't think that when God is dealing with you, he will just subject your mind. He will just make it useless. No, that's not the way God operates. He uses your mind. Your mind is a tool in the hands of God. If you don't see things in the spirit first, it will be hard to trap it physically. If you don't see your future coming out bright, it's hard for you to enter that future. You must know that things are first spiritual before they manifest physically. That's the way things are. That same Genesis, look at chapter 13 and verse 14. Chapter 13 and verse 14. It says, and the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, he said, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and what? westward. What was God doing to the man of Abraham? What happened? Abraham and Lot stood. And Abraham looked and said, this is the best of the land. You know what? I will pick this one. Sorry, Lot. Then Abraham said, well, don't worry. If you pick this good one, I will pick the other one that does not look good. And after Lot was done. You see, don't try to outsmart God. Sometimes God will show you something that looks as though it is nonsense. But you see, out of that nonsense, God can bring out sense. For Lot, he thought that he had all the sense in the world to pick the better one. See, there are so many issues with that scripture because Lot, number one, is not... Your brother, you do attache, is like they say, come and eat. You now go to the food. There was two chicken there. One was chicken lap, the other was chicken wings. Your brother said, well, pick anyone you like. They will not carry the chicken laps. In a normal Nigerian setting, what do you think will happen? They may not see anything, though. But I don't think you will ever eat in that place again. So, Lord, they say you should come and eat. You not say you should pick one. You cannot say, uncle, don't worry. You pick the better one. Don't worry, I will manage this one. I says, and Lord looked at the one that was very green and said, that's the one I want. You must see. Let me tell you, there's something called bird's eye view. What's bird's eye view? Bird's eye view is that if anybody stands here like this now, man will come. From here, there's a limitation to what Emmanuel can see. When we are on this same level, we can see the same thing. But he can't see what is upstairs. By the time I take a step higher, I can see clearly at the back what Emmanuel can see. If I go higher again, the higher I go, the farther I can see. That is what we call a bird's eye view. So you can be on the ground and be seeing things from here now. You think you have seen everything. But a bird can be very high in the sky and it will look down. And the thing that you are unable to see from this level, the bird can see it. That's why we take drone shots today. Because the drone shot can give us an overview of everything that is available. So based on that, Abraham, God told him, now Abraham, come and stand there. And God told him, look northward, look southward, look westward, and look eastward. As far as your eyes can see. Let me ask you a question. This is Abraham. I'm saying that Emmanuel, as far as your eyes can see in this church, what is the farthest you can see from here? The bush opposite us over there. That's the farthest you can see. So are you telling me that the land God wanted to give to Abraham was just only like 5 acres? Because as far as the eyes of Abraham could see, it wasn't too far, sir. At least from here, you can't stand and be seeing Turkey. So what was God trying to tell Abraham? God was telling Abraham that, see, I am not asking you to use your physical eyes to see the land. Abraham, use your imagination to travel far. As far as the eyes of your mind can see, that's what I will give to you. If it was even only about the physical geography, could Abraham from that point see the whole nation of Israel from where he was? God says, let me use your mind. I can make you journey. I know that you have been in poverty for too long, but let me take you through the journey of finances. There is wealth in the kingdom. I can show you how to make billions. Don't think that because you are poor today, you can never be rich. Let me take you on a journey. The wealth of the kingdom is abundant. Open your eyes and see. I can make you wealthy beyond your imagination. You must have the eyes of the Spirit. As far as your mind can see. Young man, I know that the school you went to is not good enough. But let me show you. I can make you a professor in 13 years. I can make you a professor in 10 years. You don't have to spend the amount of time that your peers spend.
You can make it in record time. God will begin to work upon your mind to make sure you can see things beyond your present predicaments. Somebody say amen. Sometimes because of our experiences, we limit what we think can happen to us. You have been poor for too long. So the highest expectation you hope to earn is 1 million. And God said, let me take you on a journey. There is billions in this world. There are treasures in hidden places. There are treasures in dark places. Follow me. Let me show you the possibilities that is available when it comes to making money. Follow me. Let me show you the path of the anointing. Follow me. Let me show you that there are deeper revelations that can come out from the world. You will begin to use your imagination. At night, you will drink garri before going to bed. But while sleeping, he will come and show you. And servants will be bringing food to be serving you. You will wake up feeling like, why did I stay in the dream? God is saying, no, don't worry. This will soon become your reality. He's painting a picture in your mind so that you will feel uncomfortable. And know that there is a more that God can do through you. As far as your eyes can see. So it's not as much as God can do. Is as much as you can imagine. Nothing limits God, but your mind can be limited. Nothing limits God, your mind can be limited. So God was working upon the mind of Abraham. Abraham, I know that you left your father's house, and now you don't even have a single plot of land in your name. But Abraham, stand from where you are. Stand from where you are. You are in LaTeX. Don't worry. You will compete with those from Harvard University. You came from Nigeria. It's the University of Technology. And you have not produced anything. But don't worry. One day, you will stand with those that came from MIT. You will bring inventions. You will be a Nobel laureate one day. God begins to show you that picture to tell you that it is possible. Somebody say to yourself, it is possible. My dream is possible. My future is possible. Glory is possible. It is possible. You see that? As far as your eyes can see, don't let the enemy damage your sight. Some of you need to start embracing that future that God has shown you. Start taking steps towards it. Your business will fill the whole of Ogbomosho. Start putting banners everywhere, preparing that the rain will come one day and people will come from different parts of the city to begin to patronize you. You are not local. As far as your eyes can see, who told that your business is limited to LaTeX and its environs? Who told that you can't get to Ibadan? Who told that you can't be in Lagos? Who told that you can't be in every city in Nigeria? Dream big! God can use your mind. He can use your mind as a transportation system to take you to your destination. Somebody say to yourself, I'm more than this. I am more than this. There are things I won't share now for the sake of things, but I know where God is taking me. He has shown me some of those things to challenge my mind. To tell me that Samson, see, you are not local. Samson, see, there is so much more that can come from you. So I choose to walk with him every step of the way. Because I believe him who has called me. That he can take me to where he has shown me. He can take me there. He can take you there. As far as your eyes can see.
I believe. Yes, Lord. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. I believe you, Jesus. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. I believe you, Jesus. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me.
Somebody dare to believe God for the extraordinary. Dare to believe God that out of the ashes you can rise. Out of smallness you can become big. You can become great. You can have a family of your own that will not look at that of your parents. You can live the life you want without being in penury. Dream. Somebody needs to dream again. Somebody needs to dream again. Somebody needs to dream again. I'm already entering to my first point of how do you build correctly. So how do you build correctly? Halabarunda bashaya. Nimro koli sabahaya. Number one, how do you see correctly? Eye vantage points. The word vantage is from the word advantage. Eye vantage points. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1. We read from to verse 3. It said, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and wait to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on the tablet, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. High vantage points. Like I was sharing about Beth's eye view. You see, help us, Holy Spirit. Habakkuk here was saying something about he will stand on the ramparts. What was he saying? That in those days, when they want to guard a city, they built towers, high towers, so that whoever is standing on that high tower, from wherever he is, if an enemy is approaching from a far distance, because of his height, he can see farther. So the enemy can be coming from 10 miles away. So they build those ramparts or those towers to be very high, because the higher you go, the farther you can see. The reason some of us are still limited in our sight is because we are still operating on ground level. Is somebody getting me today? The reason you are still at this level is because you are still operating on ground level. You will need to go higher. So Habakkuk said, after complaining for a while, he said, I will set myself on the ramparts. I will go to the high places and I will watch what he will say to me. There are things you will never hear if you remain on the ground level in your walk with God. There are things you will never see if you remain on the ground level with your, in your walk with God. There are things your mind will never conceive if you remain on the ground level in your walk with God. There are times you need to take journey into higher levels in the spirit, into higher levels in God, into higher planes. And how do you take a high vantage point? Is by prayer. It says, and I will watch what you will say to me. There are times you will need to take journey, a long journey in prayer, that until God speaks to you, you will not stop praying. In those days, there were no lifts. So anybody, I've watched some of these old time movies, about that used to have these high towers. Sometimes they station them there for like 1 week because of how tough it is to climb up to the top of that thing. So you can't be changing shift every day. Sometimes they will stay there 2 days, 3 days, and another person will come and take over again. So there are times when you will need to go like on a 2 days or 3 days prayer, on a 3 weeks prayer, because you are looking for something. Lord, I have remained at this level for too long. Lord, I need to see from a higher perspective. I am here. This place is crowded. I need to go higher to see from a higher point of view. I will share with you about Beth's eye view. When enemies want to attack, or if
a nation want to attack their enemies. They use this thing called drones. You know drones, right? Not the one that is flying and taking camera. That one is like, baby, that one is child's play. Compared to the real drones. Those ones can drop missiles and they can take out a whole territory with just one missile. But you see, those things can fly in the sky undetected. They can be moving in the cloud like this and you never know it's there. And they are taking your picture. You are on the ground. That's a best eye view. That from a higher point of view. So the person manning the drone is not afraid of the enemy on the ground because he knows that all their secrets is in his hands. That's the same way you two must operate. You will not just operate from a bird's eye view. You operate from a God's eye view. You didn't get it. Even if a drone is, there is no way it can be that high that it can see things the way God sees things. There is a way God sees things. The way God sees things is that you can say it is only a cruse of oil I have left. And God says that this oil will make sure that you are never poor again, you and your family. That's God's eye view. Man's eye view is that we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. A bird's eye view is that throwing your net once again and you will catch a net breaking catch. Some of us are seeing things from a limited point of view. You need to go to a high vantage point where you can see things the way God sees them. Somebody say, I see things the way God sees them. Possibilities. God can make me great. From the food I am cooking, I can cook for kings. From the clothes I am sewing, I can sew for presidents of nations. A God's high view. Joseph, while in the prison, still knew that one day he will stand before the king. What God showed me is not the prison, so I will not give up. So on the day the opportunity came, he said, the king called for me. I have been waiting for this opportunity all my life. He shaved his beard. God had shown him the picture. One day, the sun and the moon and the stars will bow down to you. God had been working upon his heart from when he was a teenager. He had been seeing the picture. It got high view. Somebody will need to go back again and pray. And say, Lord, what is the solution to this that has plagued me thus far? What is the solution to my breakthrough? What is the solution to bringing me and my family out of perpetual poverty? Lord, what is the solution to this sickness that keeps me occurring? Let it go once and for all. Go higher. You can see Father. You can see answers. Go and get the God's high view. The God's eye view is that you can be in the wilderness and everybody is thirsty. And the God's eye view that a prophet can show up and say that you will not see wind, the rain will not fall. But you see, out of this ground, the ground will be filled with water. It's a God's eye view, sir. God's eye view. If you keep seeing things the way men see things, you will never do better than men do things. But if you see the things the way God sees things, I'm telling you, people will call you superhuman because you are operating from a higher pedestal. I've never entered plane before. One day I will. I probably will even get tired of entering planes. Oh, I know. I know it. I know it. But you see, I have seen people take pictures or videos from inside the plane. And how many of you have seen it before? And from the window, the tower you used to see in Lagos, that they say is 35 floors high, by the time you get into an aeroplane, it looks so tiny. There's a level you will get to, you will not even see it again. Somebody needs to get this. There's a way that your problem will look, that when God takes you higher, what was weakening you before will look like a we look like an ant before you because you have sustained a higher perspective. The poverty you thought will kill you and your family because you went higher, you will see them like ants. You will know that So this is what I've been threatening me all this while. God will need to open some of his eyes to see the way God sees your enemies. But they don't count to anything. They come to your dream, they torment you. When God shows you who you are, you will walk in majestically. I say, you are the one that I've been threatening me. You are come again. By that time, they would have realized that this one is a changed person. Sight is powerful. Eye vantage point. How do you get there? By prayer. You will take journeys in prayer. You will pray until your eyes change. Until scales fall off from your eyes and you can see things the way God sees them. The place of prayer is a place of visibility and coverage. You can see what normal eyes cannot see. It's a place of visibility and coverage. John was with Jesus in the book of Revelation and was having a vision. But how can you be in a vision and be seeing vision of heaven? And in that vision, Jesus now told him, come up higher. Ah, Jesus. Ah! Some of you have not even seen visions before. John was literally in a vision, talking with Jesus. And God was even telling him that even in this vision, it is not all that there is that you can see. So he said, up, Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. So this is not chapter 1 where he started from. He had been seeing visions in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. He had been seeing visions. But look at chapter 4. Can you please quickly make it snappy? Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. Do you have it on the screen? Okay. If you have your Bible, just look at it. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. It says, after these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. Ah, come to another level. I am standing on this level now. I can see those who are upstairs. I can see the last man at the back because of the height I have attained. But if my brother comes back again and he stands here, he will not see them because his level is too low to see what is far. But because I am here, I can see virtually everybody in this auditorium, upstairs and downstairs. What happened? I have gained a vantage point. So Jesus Christ told John, say, come up higher. Let's show you things that are to come. Let's show you visions of what will happen in the end time. Some of you will go back home today and then God will show you 20 years to come. And he will hold your hands from now and he will take you to that your destination. Some of you have not been able to dream for a long time. You have lost hope. I pray for you. You are returning back and your eyes is opening again. Your mind is opening again. It's opening again. It's opening again. Karabakuranda Bashaya. We need to cover more. Number two, I don't have more time. Aya, Kala Ronda Masha Yandreko Solia. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost 1 minute. Shana Man Rabahoria Namahasha Induraba Mashakita Rembele Mekuranda Bahai. Paro kontolo ko bagandri kapakura ndabaha. Rindo makarada baba shanda bahaya. You may need to lay your hands on your head. You may need to lay your hands on your eyes. Ranko robo koro gaba gaba di kramba da bahaya. Zivon kruda vila sonte bregedi la pakombra. Ambra katali gaba kundra kapa. Eyes open, eyes open. Mind open, mind open. Shaka telebe de ketela bahaya. Tangro koto kapalia. Rakonto bakata. I come My eyes open. I no more see a weak version of myself. Ziko bakarata. Ranko bokotolikapaha.
I am not small, I can be great. Satan felele bakahaya. I kumbrele ketela bahaya. Somebody pray. Somebody is here. The enemy has damaged your eyes. The power of the Lord is coming upon you right now. He is opening your eyes again. Every blind eyes be opened. Parosoko kombeleka. Hai kombele haya. Safanama. 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 Somebody turn it higher. Turn it higher. Turn it higher. Kai koko kopa. Turn it higher. There is more for you. Safananda kapaya. Upstairs pray. Downstairs pray. Zero koboroko tolabaha. Oh, my sister, see higher, see higher, see higher. Dream again, dream again. Dream again, dream again. I torobolobo shanta. Somebody pray. My eyes see. I see revelations. I see death. I see the future. I see glory coming. I see myself anointed. I see myself great. I see myself prosperous. I robokotoba. You are still seated. Shabala bada bala pandoria. Kayande robokoroboha. Shekete bata. I ruba masalere. Somebody want to see today. Shayala mana konde yata. Mayala kabada baya. Kara bada bada ba. Solo pray. Lipon do goda baya. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels. They are moving everywhere now. Hiya, hiya. Abram Katabaha. Oh, eyes are being distributed. I see goggles in the spirit. Your eyes will see again. You will see more than you have seen before. Don't read the Bible like an ordinary man. You can see revelations. Don't go to bed that you feel tormented. You can sleep and have visions in the night. Karabalon Prokotoskia. Ah, ministers. You can see them. You can see your ministration even before you go there. Oh, enter your vantage point. Enter your vantage point. Enter your vantage point. Enter your vantage point. Kapa kopa, paila makonta, I scopa lapa, I terminate kapa, kindru bakota. Levenda lekita. I roba katola makata. I don't know if you saw in the gallery. They came to church to play today. Some of you are sitting down and watching. I don't know if you came to watch or you came to play. Lord, open my eyes. I receive sight. 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 The hand of the Lord is coming upon Isis now. It's coming upon Isis now. Some Isis will open now. Some eyes 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 are already opening. They're already opening. They're already opening. They're already opening. They're already opening. Hey, keep their sight. Hey, keep their sight. Hey, keep their sight. Upon some people, to give them sight, to give them sight. Prayer warrior, you need to go beyond this level. You can pray by the realm of the Holy Ghost with your sight intact. Oh, see those eyes now. Yes, yes, yes. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, a distribution is already going on. A distribution is already going on. What it be, or just follow me? I want you, you know more, or just what in la. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, everyone, would their eyes need to see? Would their eyes need to see? Can you begin to give them that distribution? Can you begin to give them that distribution? Can you begin to give them that distribution? Let eyes be released. Let eyes be released. Give them Holy Spirit. Give them Holy Spirit. A new set of eyes. A surgery upon your mind. A surgery upon your eyes. Thank you. Some of you will see solutions to age-long problems. Let those eyes. I see more people receiving it now. More people receiving it. More people receiving it. For some, you will feel your eyes burning. The scales are burning off. The scales are burning off. Your eyes will begin to burn. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see somebody here. You had a dream a particular time. And in that dream, literally, your eyes was taken away in that dream. The hand of the Lord will come upon you right now. Right now. And power, sight is returning back to you. Father, let that sight, let it return back to that person. Now. 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 Yes. Yes. There's somebody here. You were meant to be the eyes of your family. But they took that sight away. No, you were distracted. And that decision meant you lost that sight. Father, I stretch forth my arms to your people. Wherever that person is, let there be a realignment of those eyes right away. Let there be a realignment of those eyes right away. Let that alignment happen now in the name of Jesus. There are two people I'm seeing here. Two people I'm seeing here. Right now, the Lord will place fire upon your eyes. You used to see, but no more. Father, let that sight be restored now. The hand of the Lord will come upon them now. Two people. Lord, let that eyesight be restored. Now. Take your sight back now. Yes. Take that eyesight again. Help me bring those two people. Shalabandra Kati. Lord, let your hand find them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Bring that person for me. Bring that person, that voice I'm hearing. Just bring those ones for me. Bring them for me. Yeah, they too. As I lay my hands on this person, the hand of the Lord will come upon somebody in the congregation. There's somebody. Father, let that grace set upon that person. That same sight upon that person. Upon that, bring that person for me. 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 Bring that. Let those eyes be restored. Let those eyes be restored. Let those eyes be restored. Let that sight be restored. Let that sight be restored. You have something to do. Let that eyes be restored. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please help them. Just take them. We need to close. We need to close. Somebody will receive the spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation.
I'm trying to hold myself because once these waters are stirred, once they are stirred, the Lord says He's giving somebody the spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation. 1, 2, 3. The spirit of revelation is coming upon you. Upon you. The spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation. Once identify those ones. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. The spirit of revelation. You have supernatural insight into things you never knew existed for you. 1, 2, 3. There are three of them. There are three of them. There are three of them. There are three. 1, 2, 3. Bring those three for me. Bring those three for me, please. The spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation. She's kind of very, very strong one. Please help them, help them. Just help them. Ah, we have seen something here this morning. The spirit of revelation. Let it rest. Let it rest. Let it rest. Let it rest. Double dimension. Double dimension. Double dimension. Double dimension. You need it. You need it. You need it. You need it. Somebody just. I need an usher here with. You need it. You need it. You need it. Take it now. Take it in the name of Jesus. Stay up. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. See, there are things that come on you, but you will never remain the same. You will never, never remain the same. I see a Bible teacher. Oh, Jesus. A strong Bible teacher. A strong Bible teacher. A strong Bible teacher. The way it was Apollos. Mighty in word. Mighty in word. Let that grace find that person. That grace find that person. She will open the pages of the scriptures. And the Bible will literally open to you. Lord, stretch forth your hand. And pour this grace upon this congregation. That Bible teacher. That Bible teacher. Let that grace find that one. Jesus, something special, supernatural. How about your name? Jesus. Something happens when I call on your name. Jesus. Something special. Supernatural about your name. Higher. Just help her. Bring her for me. Bring her. Bring her for me. Bring her. Keep her under scaffolding through Koba. Nisto Manko Palit. I stelifish Kepe. God says to tell you what has become mysterious to you before. Something happened, you were coveting something so strong. So what has become, what was mysterious to you? Now, I release of that which I have enjoyed, of the mysteries of the deep. Let it rest upon you now. Let it rest upon you now. Share, share, share. In the name of Jesus, his helper. Bring those ones for me. Don't despise what is going on. It's an appointment with destiny for some of you. Father, let it rest upon your daughters in the name of Jesus. Let it rest upon your daughters in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. You have received something here this morning, I can guarantee you. You have received something here this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise for what you have done here this morning. Can you please help these ones and then just help them somewhere? Just help them. Just help them somewhere. Help them somewhere. Help them somewhere. Help them somewhere. Please be gentle with them. Help them. Just get them a seat. Just find somewhere for them, please. Can we have some more females help them, please, so that they can please join and help them. Father, we thank you. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm asking for everyone here, Father, that fresh perspectives come to you in the name of Jesus. Fresh insights for you in the name of Jesus. Open eyes for everyone here. From today, you will never operate from a low perspective. From today, you will never operate from a ground level. Go higher in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we celebrate Jesus this morning?